Moving on now, the former head of the Bank of Israel is about to become the vice chairman of America's Federal Reserve. Stanley Fischer, who led the Bank of Israel for 8 years, has been asked to take over Janet Yellen's position at the U.S. Fed. Yellen is set to take the top job from current boss Ben Bernanke, whose term ends in January. Fischer, who was born in Zambia, holds both Israeli and American citizenships. The announcement comes after the Bank of Canada's chief, Mark Carney, earlier this year, became the first foreigner to lead the Bank of England. Don DeBar is a journalist who's with us on the line from New York. Don DeBar, do you see this as a trend following what happened in the Bank of England? Why do you think an Israeli, person or someone who holds an Israeli and American citizenship is being given this post?
Well, you could certainly make the objective point that the nature of the economy has been so globalized that, particularly from the capital side, national borders are more and more insignificant. It's not true for labor. Of course, the nature of the transnational economy is one that favors capital, which can, surround the globe, push a button, and has labor all partitioned up with various legal restrictions and other difficulties organizing across national boundaries. And so that works for the operation of capital. Anyway, the more troubling thing about disappointment is the policy history. And he's been involved. Fischer was in Israel before he became the head of the bank back in the 1980s. He was an American government advisor who essentially brought Reaganomics to Israel. Israel had suffered similar economic problems to those in the United States, and it was somewhat worse. In fact, they had inflation and stagnation in the economy. He was one that did away with the preference in the Israeli economy for full employment. He thought that unemployment was a healthy aspect of economic life and helped to promote that. The stabilization program that was brought into play in 1985 in Israel, in fact, is torn right out of Reaganomics, and it was intended to reduce inflation and to install discipline in the labor market, and it was successful, quote-unquote, on both counts. If that's going to be applied here in the United States, I think we're looking at a turnaround in the qualitative easing, which he has praised on the one hand and condemned on the other, and instead looking to deal with the nascent inflation in the American economy, and also to essentially bash workers further than has been done, if that's possible.
Don DeBar, journalist with us there on the line from New York. Thank you very much.